booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. The rooster is crowing. That means it's time for you to get up and be informed. And we are aiming to do just that. I'm Frank Morano.
Hello, Mr. Frank Morano. I'm Juliet Huddy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Lovely. Okay, well, we've got Deb following the breaking news reports. We've got Christian and Gabby. No, Christian at controls and Matt, I believe, is in for Gabby today. Sid is back with sports at 5:15, and here is what we're going to be talking about today. More details in the Matt Gaetz situation. Also, CNN getting slammed by one of their own. Ooh, this is juicy stuff. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, Frank, at 5:40, it is nice to visit castles, but how about staying in one, and you don't have to travel far to do it? I'll tell you about that.
Well, that sounds very...
You have compelling. No interest in that, do you?
No, I do. I love learning about the Jet Set Juliet travel report and all the different exotic locales.
Well, these aren't really even exotic. That's the thing. They're all in the United States.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Good.
I don't know why you would, just assume a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal.
Royalty thing, that's kind of the whole.
Well, just because I don't want to be governed by a king or a queen or
Why?
Pay taxes for one, I still don't mind that castles exist, and
oh,
I wouldn't
so
mind
picky.
Seeing one.
So picky.
I guess I am. All right.
Okay, George Washington.
All right. Well, somebody that's awfully picky when it comes to the traffic is Joe Nolan. Fortunately for us, he brings us traffic and transit on the sevens every 10 minutes this hour. Hello there, Joe.
Well, good morning, guys. Morning, everyone. We're starting out in pretty decent shape as you travel, particularly inbound LIE. It's moving along pretty well as you start to head westbound, coming out of Nassau County into the city. Lincoln, Holland, George, all three with only minor delays. No issues there at all. Staten Island bound Verrazano. The lower level two lanes are out overnight tonight. That because of the maintenance that usually is there. In New Jersey, 82, 82, 87, all moving well. And alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect today. And this report is a service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost to minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Edge, Pierce, Fenner, Smith, Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer, investment advisor, member, SIPC. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. All right, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, today is going to be a beautiful day. I actually was a little toasty yesterday, I have to say. It's going to be very sunny today. I mean, it was actually pretty sunny yesterday. We were supposed to have clouds all day, but they burned off, at least out in Huntington. 67 degrees, again, with lots of sun, and we'll have some nice winds to cool us off. And as we head into Friday, we'll look at 60 degrees, so it's going to drop a bit, but we'll still have some sun popping out. Hopefully, we'll have the same kind of a repeat of yesterday where it says it's going to be cloudy, but the sun will come out. Saturday, the clouds definitely are going to be rolling in. Temperatures will get a tad bit warmer, up to about 63, but again, those clouds will make it seem cooler. Sunday, 63 with chances of rain at about 77%. I just wanted to say that because it's 77 WABC.
Naturally.
Yeah, and Monday we'll also see a bit of rain, temperatures dropping down to 59 degrees, unfortunately. And currently it is, I don't know what it is right now. I'm looking on my app.
It is 50 degrees.
Thank you. Why is it not saying this? That's so weird. Anyway, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you for stepping in and helping me.
My pleasure.
Are we going to... Okay, yeah, we're supposed to go to headlines.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
well,
yes.
We're breaking in a new engineer here, so I was just following their lead. All right, well, an Asian woman was punched in the face three times yesterday afternoon after she asked a customer in her Lower East Side store to put on a mask. The attack took place inside Hang Yung Grocery on Grand Street around 4:30 p.m. Cops caught up with the alleged attacker a short time later. They say 35-year-old Carlos Mackey made comments about immigrants and tried to steal items from the store before attacking the victim. He's been charged with robbery and could also face a hate crime charge.
Did you watch any of that Tiger Woods, Alex Villanueva, sheriff presser yesterday, Frank?
I didn't.
I am baffled. The secrecy behind the Tiger Woods crash has been, baffling, yeah, to say the least. Police initially said that they wouldn't release the findings of their investigation due to, quote, privacy concerns, which I thought was quite odd. Translation, he's a VIP. But they seem to have had a bit of a change of heart. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the golf legend was going more than 45 miles over the speed limit, so that was about 85 miles an hour, when his SUV spun out of control back in February, rolling over several times and leaving Woods with serious injuries, including multiple fractures and a lacerated jaw. Police say it was a horrendous scene, but there was no evidence that he was impaired or intoxicated. All right. Despite the reckless driving, though, Villanueva says they will not issue a citation for Woods, who is currently recovering at his home down in Florida, because, quote, nobody saw it.
Hmm. Why do you think they're being so secretive about what the cause of this accident was?
I mean, I just think that he's Tiger Woods, and I think sometimes famous people get a break.
Well, luckily for you, as a famous person, right?
Yeah, hardly.
Yeah. Well, Beijing has more billionaires than any other city. Forbes released its annual list of the world's richest people this week, and the capital of China added 33 new billionaires to this list, narrowly beating out New York, which has held the top spot for the last 7 years. New York's billionaires still hold a greater net worth than Beijing. The richest Beijing billionaire is the founder of TikTok, who's worth over $36 billion.
Oh, well, from China we go to Italy. The now infamous QAnon shaman, who raided the capital back in January of our country. Well, as you know, his tale didn't end so well. That hasn't stopped a slew of groupies from around the world from imitating him, right down to the fur, the horns, and the war paint. While Jacob Chansley still sits in jail, a fan in Italy took to the streets in a violent anti-lockdown protest in Rome. Demonstrators are demanding that the Italian parliament end the lockdown, and they did so while chanting, "Let us work." A police officer was also injured, and several protesters were arrested.
Well, comedian Dave Chappelle says celebrities, not Obama administration aides, left nasty notes for Trump administration staffers when they started work at the White House. Chappelle said on Tuesday on Naomi Campbell's No Filter YouTube series, he saw celebrities he wouldn't name writing and leaving notes during a goodbye party for the Obama administration. Former President Donald Trump's staffers were furious about the notes, and former President Barack Obama's aides were furious about being accused of leaving them.
Well, after days of speculation, former President Trump has finally spoken about embattled Congressman Matt Gaetz. Pundits have suggested Trump's silence was kind of his way of distancing himself from Gaetz, who is, as you know, currently the target of a DOJ investigation looking into whether the GOP firebrand had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl, among other torrid accusations. Now, Trump on Wednesday issued his first statement on the situation, saying that Gaetz never asked him for a pardon, as was previously reported. He also said it must be remembered that he has totally denied the accusations against him, quote unquote. The New York Times reported the Florida Republican had gone to the president to ask for a preemptive pardon, not only for himself, but unnamed allies. In the meantime, CBS is reporting that the feds are looking into whether Gaetz engaged in sex trafficking when he and a pal went to Florida with hired escorts, apparently, with them. Now, Gaetz has, of course, denied all the allegations.
Right. We're also learning more about the fellow that is rumored to have extorted Matt Gaetz, or attempted to extort Matt Gaetz and his father. He is acknowledging that he did ask Matt Gaetz's father for $25 million, but said it had nothing to do with the potential charges that Matt Gaetz was facing. Hey, Sid Hollywood Rosenberg is in the studio. We'll check in. He's got sports for us in just a minute.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5:15, time to hear about what's happening in the world of sports after another depressing Mets victory. Here's the one and only Sid Rosenberg.
Well, Frank, actually, and good morning, Juliet. After another depressing Met loss, they lost last night.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes, they lose the series. They lose 2 out of 3 to the Phillies. Yesterday, the Mets get clobbered 8-2. Their starter, Peterson, only went 4, gave up 6 earned runs along the way. Here is Met manager Luis Rojas on his starter's performance.
We saw the first inning, some pitches left out of the plate, and I think he gave hitters a chance to homers.
By the way, the Mets will welcome in Derek Jeter's Miami Marlins for the home opener today in Queens. Expect over 8,000 fans in Flushing. Again, the Mets start the season 1-2. Joe Girardi's Phillies, they're now at 5-1. Yankees lose 2 last night in 11. Came back to tie the Orioles late just to lose it 4-3 in 11 innings. Here's Aaron Boone on his starter's performance last night.
For us, you know, obviously the two home runs, the solo shots, but, you know, almost get through five there. Wasn't going to go over 75 with him tonight. Really, I thought, threw the ball really well.
Talon went 4.2 innings for the Yankees, gave up 2 earned runs along the way. The Yankees have started the season at 3-3. They're off today. They'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays on the road tomorrow. NBA last night, how about those Nets? They beat the Pelicans 139-111. They're now 20 games over 500 at 36-16. It marked the return of Kevin Durant. Durant, in just 18 minutes off the bench, put in 17 points. Here was Kevin after the win.
Dive right into the action. I mean, the game was already fast-paced already, so from watching it from the bench, I knew exactly how I needed to approach it. So, but it was pretty cool coming off the bench, I can't lie. But it was also good to play in front of the fans as well.
Nets got 24 from Kyrie Irving and 22 from LaMarcus Aldridge. The news not as good for the Knickerbockers. They lost a heartbreaker last night, 101-99 to the Boston Celtics. And the Knicks, after 52 games, now find themselves at 25 wins and 27 losses. So losses for the Mets, the Yankees, and the Knicks. And the Nets get themselves a win. With sports at 15-45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Hollywood Rosenberg.
Oh, brother.
You've created a monster here, Julie.
Yeah, I know I have. But let us call you that, Sid. Let the people call you the peasantry.
No, I can't help it now. I want to legally change my name at City Hall today.
I think you should. I like it. I mean,
whatever you need to do.
Julia, you get the credit.
And thank you.
And I'm working hard to get you in Real Housewives of Miami,
okay.
New York, Gravesend. We'll have 15 roles for you by May, I promise.
God, that's fantastic. Thank you. I mean, I'll give you 10% for sure.
All right, 517, somebody that is still waiting for Hollywood to call is Joe Nolan. Fortunately for us, he's still got traffic and transit on the 7s.
Well, that's 10 Alabama first on the lower level. Two lanes are out there for maintenance as you begin to get through there. Now, other than that, really not much. Again, we're doing very well coming inbound on 78, 82, 82, 87, 19, 22, all that in New Jersey. We're in good shape. Inbound Hudson River crossings, Lincoln, Holland, George, all with only minor delays. Same thing over on the east side. Coming into the Midtown Tunnel, really no delay at all. Mass Transit, everybody running on or close to schedule. And alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. Well, let's get your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center report. It is going to be a pretty nice day today. I mean, yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. We're in for a pretty nice one today as well. Getting up to about 67 degrees for a high, but lots of sun. Friday is looking a bit more, I guess it's a little more grim compared to what today is going to be, but it's still not going to be terrible. A high of 60, I'll take it. Thing is, it's going to start to get sunny in the morning Friday, but then as we get later into the day, the clouds are going to start to roll in sometime in the afternoon, unfortunately. So if you have plans Friday evening, expect the plans to be starting with overcast skies. And on Saturday, we're looking at cloudy skies, a high of about 63. Sunday, the rain comes in, 77% chance of rain. And Monday, we'll have rain continuing, and temperatures will drop down into the mid-60s. Frank?
Well, we will have my business report where I will tell you a little bit about Amazon in just, well, we're going to do that right now, actually. The weekly look at first-time claims for unemployment benefits comes out this morning. Analysts expect to see the 670,000 people filed initial jobless claims last week. That would be down from 719,000 the week before. That report is due out at 8:30 this morning. And as I alluded to, a union election at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama had about 55% voter turnout, and public vote counting could begin as early as this afternoon. The National Labor Relations Board received more than 3,200 mail ballots in the election, open to more than 5,800 workers at the Amazon warehouse in a Birmingham suburb. This is really big, because if a majority of employees voted to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union, their warehouse would become the first U.S. Amazon facility ever to unionize, and it would set quite a precedent for other Amazon workers in the rest of the country, Juliet.
Well, Frankie, the man with the perpetual tan, former House Speaker John Boehner's book isn't even out yet, but it's already garnering headlines. His apparently no-holds-barred, skewering-whilst-sipping-a-nice-glass-of-Cabernet approach has titillated fans on both sides of the aisle, very eager to hear for themselves his trash-talking of his former foes and even his friends. In previously released excerpts, we've heard how he calls Ted Cruz a reckless a-hole. And in the latest excerpt, he slams former President Trump for inciting a, quote, bloody insurrection for nothing more than selfish reasons. He also accused his fellow Republican pals of being guilty of actual terrorism, that's his quote, by supporting Trump's attempt to overthrow the election. On the House, a Washington memoir is out on Tuesday.
Day 8 in the trial of former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin will start with a decision about a key witness. The judge is expected to rule if George Floyd's friend can plead the fifth. Maurice Hall was in the car when Floyd was pulled out by police last year. He vowed to be his voice at the time, but now refuses to testify. Prosecutors are trying to prove Chauvin's use of force is what led to Floyd's death, while the defense blames a drug overdose. Now, some people are saying that if Mr. Hall is shown to have given George Floyd drugs and the drugs played a role in his death, he could potentially be facing criminal charges.
So, Frank, did you happen to see the Paris Hilton documentary? I've asked you this before.
Not yet. I want to watch it, though.
It was very, very interesting. And now it's kind of all been wrapped up in a nice bow. If you saw the recent documentary on the former socialite.
How many parts is it?
It's just one.
Just one. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And is it free? Can I watch it for free?
You know, I can't remember. I don't remember what it was on. I think so. It depends on which streaming service you have. But you will not be surprised to hear that she has moved on from her party days to political activism. That is, if you saw that documentary. If you didn't see it, the documentary focused on her days at the Provo Canyon School in Utah. It was a boarding school where she was sent because she was kind of out of control in her teens. She and other former classmates told horrific stories of physical, emotional, and sexual abuse at the hands of their caregivers. The heiress says she was violated every day. And one staff member would often brag to the other students that she was the one who was going to break Paris Hilton. Horrible stories. And since This Is Paris began streaming, other well-known stars have come out to talk about their nightmarish experiences at these same kind of institutions, including tattoo artist Kat Von D and also Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris. Wow. Now, this is a great thing. I'm so happy this happened. Utah's governor signed a bill last month to regulate these centers. I mean, how they weren't regulated in the first place is kind of shocking to me. But Hilton showed up at the Capitol Tuesday in Utah to take part in a ceremony commemorating the legislation. Apparently, it was a very emotional and very inspiring day. So good for her.
Absolutely. I'm a big Paris Hilton fan, and even more so after that whole enterprise. It's very likely that 20% of the nation is now fully protected against coronavirus. The CDC shows more than 64 million people have received both doses, but the numbers are going to be updated this morning. About 33% are said to be waiting for their second shot. Hawaii became the 50th state yesterday to open vaccinations to all adults by April 19th. That's the new deadline set by President Biden.
Okay, you know, hundreds of men and women have been charged for their actions on January 6th. They have been labeled as being part of right-wing extremist groups or conspiracy groups or Trump-supporting groups, you know, militia groups, whatever. Despite that, roughly half of Republicans think the riot was driven by left-wing activists who wanted to make Trump look bad. This is according to the Reuters Ipsos poll. It found 60% of GOP voters think the election was stolen, and 6 out of 10 polled also think Trump should run again. As far as all Americans, like across the board, left and right, 60% say Trump bears some responsibility for the attack, but only 3 out of 10 Republicans agree.
A woman who claims New York Governor Andrew Cuomo groped her in 2020 says he groomed her for months before. In an interview with the Albany Times-Union, the aide explains he allegedly had been giving her tight hugs and making sexually suggestive comments. She goes on to say she even warned him he was going to get them in trouble. Several current and former employees have accused Cuomo in recent months. This most recent accuser has not yet been identified.
Listen to this, Frank. A jaw-dropping moment for a couple on their wedding day. Literally right before they were about to say their vows. It happened in China. The Times News reporting that the mother of the groom realized that her soon-to-be daughter-in-law was her actual daughter. Now, listen very carefully. So mom and daughter had reportedly been separated when the bride was a baby. It's not clear why, but, you know, there were lots of stories about girl babies being abandoned and so forth. And it turns out that this girl baby had a very distinctive birthmark on her hand, which the groom's mother hadn't noticed until they were literally about to do the ceremony. The mother asked the bride's parents, hey, was your daughter adopted? And it turns out, yes, that they had found her on the side of a roadway when she was an infant. The group realized what was happening and all were incredibly emotional, happy, thankfully, because the groom himself was adopted. So they, thank God, are not related.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So they ended up getting married.
Yes, the ceremony went on and it was just, the bride said it was, finding this out was even better than getting married.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. 527. It's always nuts whenever you hear from Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the sevens. How the roads looking this morning, Joe?
Coming down from Westchester, no overnight road work on the Sawmill River Parkway at Ashford Avenue. That project has been completed. All lanes have been reopened. If you're traveling Staten Island bound, Verrazano, the lower level, two lanes are out that for maintenance. Now, other than that, coming inbound LIE, northern, southern states, all in pretty good shape. Couple of brake checks along the way, but nothing terrible as you come through Nassau County, getting into the city, right on up to Queens Boulevard as you head inbound. And then also on the Grand Central, same sort of thing. Really no big deal at all in the northern state coming into the city line. And then a couple of brake checks along the way, as I said before, just like the LIE. And alternate side, once again today, is in effect. This report is service of America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. The exam alone is worth $50. But that's not just a better deal, it's America's Best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joseph? Thank you. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, a stone castle up in Maine where food prepared by a chef who has been inspired by Scotland, Jamaica, Singapore, India, and Germany, that food battles the architecture for awesomeness, and you can stay there. But first, Deb's got your headlines.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much, announcer man. It is 5:31, and we're going to get up to about 67 degrees today in the city with nice sunny skies. It's going to be a very nice day, as a matter of fact. I'm Juliet Huddy, along with Frank Morano. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, Frank. You're going to like this one, I think. Stay in a 400-year-old English castle, complete with a secret garden designed by legendary landscape architect right here in our own backyard.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but first, get ready for a woke alert. Get back to your headlines. Yep. It's a woke alert, and United Airlines is now the culprit, setting new diversity goals for its crew, specifically the folks flying the planes. The company announced a goal of having at least half of its Pilot Academy students be women and minorities. Scholarship opportunities are going to be funded by J.P. Morgan Chase and Sallie Mae to the tune of $1.2 million. This year, United expects to enroll 100 students in its United Aviate Academy for commercial airline pilot training. The move, however, is being slammed by Fox host Tucker Carlson and his guest, an air traffic controller, who accused last night the airline of pandering to PC culture.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
it's only 100 people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. So it strikes me as one of those things that perhaps is maybe not much ado about nothing, but much ado about very little.
Well, interesting.
Police are searching for the person who set an NYPD cop's BMW on fire on Tuesday. Police believe the car that was parked in Coney Island was targeted because it had a police parking placard in its window. A witness reported the car fire on Surf Avenue at around 9:30 p.m. The officer who owned the car was working in a subway anti-crime post nearby. The Police Benevolent Association is now warning its members to be careful when parking their personal vehicles with placards in the windows.
This is such an interesting story, and it's funny because it comes after our story yesterday about gingers, remember, and how they have a higher tolerance of pain. Well, I had always been under the impression, and Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, that women always seem to have a higher tolerance for pain. I mean, is that true? I don't know.
I would guess that that is true because of the whole childbirth situation.
Potentially. But according to U.S. researchers, our pain isn't taken as seriously as men's, even when we walk into the ER with the same exact injury. Experts say this phenomenon is likely due to stereotyping by both male and female doctors that women are, quote, overly expressive when in pain. And then adding insult to injury, wink, wink, literally, the researchers found observers viewed female patients' pain as not only milder, but more likely to benefit from psychotherapy than medication.
Whoa.
Yeah, laugh all you want, but this is serious business. Gender bias could lead to the wrong treatments and the wrong medications.
Andrew Giuliani is considering a run for governor of New York State, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who you can hear on our radio station every day at 3 p.m., could potentially take on incumbent Democrat Andrew Cuomo. The 35-year-old has never held public office, but told the New York Post there's an opportunity for Republicans to take back New York. It comes as Governor Cuomo currently faces a slew of sexual harassment allegations, along with his handling of nursing homes amidst the pandemic.
Well, hey, if the governor thing doesn't work out, he could always consider this. A job posting out of San Francisco has gone viral. How strange, right? Well, wait till you hear the details. A family in Napa Valley is offering $100,000 a year each for a team of three nannies for their two children. Some of the responsibilities include teaching manners and social skills and etiquette, introducing them to new foods, for children who will be making sure that they are the type of people who can handle traveling with mommy and daddy 10 weeks of the year, often to their, quote, various residences across the country. $100,000 to be a nanny for a family that's going to be traveling to exotic locations. I am kind of in.
Well, so are you going to apply? Because this strikes me as right up your alley.
Well, why would you say that?
Well, because
Of the travel.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think you like children. You like to travel.
I love children, but I've never had a child, so I don't know that I would be the best nanny.
I would think actually that might qualify you to be a pretty good nanny.
But then I'd want to steal the child.
Well,
it just wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair to the family. I would end up child would end up falling in love with me. We'd have to stay apart after a while. It just wouldn't be fair.
Well, tell that kid to take a number. Am I right? 5:37. Joe Nolan has all the traffic and transit on the sevens as he does every 10 minutes from 5 a.m. until till 7 a.m. Joe Nolan, how are the roads looking this morning?
Well, good news. If you're traveling the Staten Island Verrazano Bridge, all lanes have been reopened on that lower level. The earlier maintenance has been taken care of. Long Island Expressway heading westbound, little bit of a slowdown at Lakeville Road, nothing terrible. And then again around the area of Queens Boulevard. Inbound Gowanus BQE building normally now Industry City up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Mass Transit, everybody right on or close to schedule. And alternate side of the street parking rules once again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe. Coming up, we've got Frank doing his business report. Frank, what were we going to be talking about today?
We are going to be talking about the Federal Trade Commission, if you could believe that.
The FTC. Cannot wait. And in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, you can't wait for this either. It looks like the Chateau of the Loire Valley and the history of its owner is equally impressive. How to stay at Asheville's famous Vanderbilt estate.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:39, this is the WABC Early News. Want to give a special acknowledgement to two very special ladies. One is our normal associate producer, Gabby Lopez, who is celebrating her 21st birthday today.
Yay!
She's probably drunk and hanging from a chandelier somewhere, so we want to thank the young lady that is filling in for her, Molly, who is doing a great job. Thank you, Molly. And Gabby will be back next week after a lengthy 21st birthday celebration. Hey, stocks were flat yesterday. However, the S&P 500 notched a closing record high after news from the Fed that they will continue their lax policy to aid economic recovery. Fed meeting minutes show that policymakers expect an average growth in coming years. Bond yields also continued to dip from recent highs, but the markets overall appear to be continuing their breather. At the close, the Dow Jones ticked up 16 points, the S&P 500 gained 6, and the NASDAQ lost 10. Now, as promised, the Federal Trade Commission and a large group of states are asking a federal court to deny Facebook's request to dismiss two major antitrust lawsuits. The FTC and the state sued Facebook in December, arguing the social media giant bought photo sharing app Instagram and messaging app WhatsApp because they threatened its market share. The FTC and the states want the court to order Facebook to sell Instagram and WhatsApp. Facebook has asked the court to dismiss the lawsuits, and the states and the FTC on Wednesday asked the court to deny that request.
Frank, it is 5:40, and it is time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and information. And here we go to the beautiful music of Halsey and the song Castles. The U.S. has no royal family, sadly. That whole American Revolution thing really screwed that up. But that doesn't mean some of our wealthier monarchistic wannabes didn't live like kings and queens. So without further ado, if you'd like to live like royalty for the weekend or something, here are some of the top palaces in the country. Let's start up in Maine. Norumbega Inn is a stone castle that beckons tri-staters, and it is just beautiful. Its architecture is unique among the other homes that overlook Penobscot Bay in the tourist-friendly town of Camden. It was built back in 1886 by the guy who invented the duplex telegraph, as a matter of fact. Foodies will fawn over the hotel's chef, Phil Crispo, who was born in Scotland, trained in Jamaica, Singapore, Germany, and the U.S. And he, by the way, if you know that name, he was also a winner on the Food Network show Chopped. Now, yes, Thornwood Castle in Lakewood, Washington is a bit of a haul, but it is worth it for the love story behind it alone. Chester Thorne was one of the founders of the Port of Tacoma. And while he and his wife were in England, they stumbled upon a 400-year-old Elizabethan manor, and they fell in love with the whole thing. They fell in love especially with the front door, the oak paneling, and the grand staircase. But what to do, Frank? Well, Thorne and his wife, Anna, lived in Washington. Okay, no problem. Construction started in 1908 on their home in Washington, and it took them 3 years to complete. Some of the materials from the English manor were brought over to the United States on three ships around Cape Horn to the Pacific Northwest. Fans of landscape architecture will love the sunken garden designed by the brilliant Frederick Law Olmsted Jr. and his brother John. And the English Tudor Stunner is the only private castle on the West Coast. So I would think that that would be something that would be very alluring.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, I've always wanted to live like a Vanderbilt. I always said I should be an heiress. And down in North Carolina, I can. The stunning Biltmore in Asheville is the passion project, or was, of George Vanderbilt, who was the grandson of the Commodore, the great Cornelius Vanderbilt. Not a fan of big city life, George enlisted the world's top architect, Richard Morris Hunt, at the time, to help build him a limestone dream house modeled after the Chateau de Blois, another chateau of the Loire Valley in France. You can't stay at the actual 1895 Biltmore Castle itself, but you can book a room at an historic cottage that was once the gardener's house or an inn on the property. You'll be just steps away from one of the most dramatic, impressive American homes ever built, complete with a 10,000 volume library and art by Renoir and the legendary John Singer Sargent, who was considered the leading painter of the Edwardian era. For a quick getaway, there is the historic stone castle once known as Carrollcliff. If you want the vibe of Norman castles of Wales, Scotland, and Ireland, complete with towers and turrets, but you don't want to be more than an hour from home, the castle and spa is a perfect spot to unwind. It's located in Tarrytown, my old home in seventh grade, and it was once the home of General Howard Carroll, the one-time Washington correspondent for the New York Times, as well as a playwright. Now, I told you yesterday about the wonderful heritage area of the Rockefeller State Park. It's all right there. You can visit the old Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, like I told you, home of the Headless Horseman. You could take a scenic walk along the Hudson, or you could grab lunch at one of the world's 50 best restaurants, Blue Hill at Stone Barns, in nearby Pocantico Hills. And finally, Franck, take a trip back to 1880s Colorado. Mm. The Castle Marne is a bed and breakfast, and it is a beautiful, elegant property located in Denver's Wyman Historic District. So it's actually in a city. And it has a somewhat pathetic history, I have to say. The owner was a real estate developer named Wilbur Raymond. He completed the place in 1889, but then went bankrupt less than a year later. So pretend you're Queen Victoria and you have afternoon tea at the castle before heading out to the elegant shops and restaurants nearby. And that is your Jet Set Julia travel update.
All right. Yes. Well, that's a lot of castles in a place that I didn't even know had any castles. So,
well, believe it or not, we do. And there was actually more. I had to edit my list, though, curated to my favorites.
All right. Well, at 5:45, a guy who is measuring the drapes on his castle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is Hollywood Sid Rosenberg, fresh off the set of Gravesend. Sid, how are things looking in the world of sports?
Well, we've got a castle, Frank, in Queens. It's called Citi Field. That's where the Mets play their home games. Mets took a beating again yesterday at the hands of the Philadelphia Phillies. 8-2 the final. David Peterson, the starter, did not pitch well. Gave up 6 earned through 4 innings. He did talk about a little talk he had with shortstop Francisco Lindor after a tough first inning.
I mean, he just picking me up and telling me that it's a long game and we got to... We got a lot going forward, and my job right there is after giving up some runs to limit the damage going forward and try and keep the team in the game as long as I can.
Not a good start for the Mets. They lose the first series. They lose 2 out of 3 to the Phillies. They welcome in Derek Jeter's struggling Miami Marlins. The Marlins are 1-5. Mets home opener in Queens coming up later on today. The Yankees, they lose a tough 1-2. Bad defense, bad late-inning pitching. They lose to Baltimore 4-3, the final in this one. Yanks start the season 3-3. Off day today, they'll take on the 2-4 Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow. Here's Yankees' DJ LeMahieu on the upcoming series.
No, I know we're excited to go down there and play them again. You know, they pretty much have the same team. We pretty much have the same team. So it'll be a good series, and looking forward to going down there and playing them.
NBA last night, tough loss for the Knickerbockers. They lose by a deuce, 101-99 to Boston. Knicks are now 2 games under, first time in a long time. They're at 25-27. But how about the Brooklyn Nets? They beat the Pelicans by 28 last night, scored 139 points, 24 for Kyrie Irving, 22 for LaMarcus Aldridge. But the big news was the return of Kevin Durant, put in 18 points in just 17 minutes. Here's Durant talking about his off-the-bench performance.
Dive right into the action. I mean, the game was already fast-paced already, so from watching it from the bench, I knew exactly how I needed to approach it. So, but it was pretty cool coming off the bench, I can't lie. But it was also good to play in front of the fans as well.
And finally, folks, they may have moved the Major League Baseball All-Star Game out of Atlanta on the way to Denver. Here's what they didn't move. The Masters, the granddaddy of them all. Hudson Swafford set to tee off the American at 8 o'clock this morning. Golf's biggest event, Jim Nantz and CBS, set to tee off coming up this morning in Augusta, Georgia. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Rumor has it that Michael Rappaport will be commenting on the Bernie and Sid show about Kevin Durant coming up later this morning. We'll find out if that's true next hour.
You know, what's funny about that story quickly is that's Barstool. Have you seen the latest with Dave Portnoy?
Oh, I was just going to talk about that.
Isn't that great, Juliet? Sex tapes with Dave Portnoy?
Well, I mean, I don't know anything about the guy, but...
Give it away yet. We will bring it to your attention shortly. This is the WABC Early News. Someone that you will not find any sex tapes of is our traffic and transit correspondent, Joe Nolan.
How do you know?
Well, we're going to start in Montague, southbound Route 206 Clove Road. All lanes are shut down there. That because of an accident involving a tractor trailer. If you're coming westbound on the Grand Central now, slow traffic coming through the Kew Gardens interchange. And then again, right around LaGuardia. Inbound LI at Lakeville Road. Not too bad. Just a little bit of a brake check. And then at Queens Boulevard, starting the slow as it normally does. Same thing inbound on the Gowanus BQE coming away from the Prospect all the way on up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Mass Transit, everybody pretty much on or close to schedule. Watching maybe a little blip on New Jersey. Jersey Transit and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. This support a service of Indeed.com. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people with resumes that fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Well, it worked for Kim Kardashian, so why is it not working for the boss of Barstool Sports? We'll have the answer in 1 minute.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
10 minutes until 6 o'clock at 50 degrees. This is the WABC Early News. Broadway is starting to sell tickets for some shows. The musicals Jagged Little Pill and Ain't Too Proud have tickets on sale for performances after Labor Day. Plus, Chicago has tickets on sale for this August. All three shows are listed on Telecharge.
Well, CNN, Frank, is getting slammed by one of their own. Longtime anchor Brooke Baldwin, who is, I have to say, she's one of, if not my favorite anchors, maybe ever. She was great, really cool. She is slamming the network for not having enough women leaders there. She announced she's leaving CNN a few months ago, back in February, and it was really shocking and confusing to a lot of us because nobody really knew why. I mean, she's so great. Well, we kind of know why now. She told the Ms. Magazine podcast recently, quote, "The most influential anchors at our network, the highest paid, are men. My bosses, executives, are men." I mean, we got a hint, I think, that things were kind of tenuous back in the fall because she posted a message, I remember, on social media that suggested that she was being forced off the air ahead of the election, you know, like she wouldn't be involved in the election coverage. And so I have a feeling that was the final straw, which is really a shame because I really, really like her. She's been there forever and she's just, she's solid. I'm very surprised.
Here's a little bit of Brooke Baldwin in those remarks.
The most influential anchors on our network, the highest paid, are men. My bosses, my executives are men. The person who oversees CNN Dayside is a man, and my executive producer for 10 years is a man. So I have been surrounded by a lot of men. And I do think it is changing. I know it is changing just by looking at some of the faces that are popping up more and more on our channel and on other channels. But that is just, and even going back to my early 20s, you know, I mean, the majority of my time spent as a cub reporter on into my 30s was spent with majority male photographers running around shooting stories at whatever city I was living in at the time. And yes, there would be certainly women in the newsroom, but oftentimes, especially early on, they were women with very sharp elbows. And so I was surrounded by a lot of dudes.
How does that compare to what goes on at other cable news?
She was also talking about just the affiliates, the local stations, but I echo her sentiments exactly. I mean, it's been, the bosses have always been men. I have never had a female boss up until I was 37 years old. That was the first time I had a female boss, and I had started my career at the age of 21. So, I had never had a female supervisor. So, I mean, it is getting better, certainly, but there's a lot of room to grow. And I will say that at one point, my co-anchor and I were doing the same job. He was getting paid probably three times as much as I was getting paid, I found out later. It's just, you know, it's things need to change. Period.
Well, I can assure you, viewers or listeners, that that's one thing in your career that has certainly changed.
Yeah, I don't know, Frank. You never know.
No, I do. Trust me. The first comic book where Superman appears is now the most expensive comic ever sold. The 1938 book sold for $2.5 million at an online auction. That's a lot more than the comic's original price tag of 10 cents. Online auction house ComicConnect.com said the previous owner made at least $1 million profit from the sale. The book sold for so much partly because it is in near perfect condition despite its age.
Well, a little entertainment news. It worked for Kim Kardashian, as I said earlier, who is now a billionaire. But apparently the leaking of not one but three sex tapes involving Barstool Sports boss Dave Portnoy isn't quite having the same result. Shares in his Penn National Gaming stock, that's a company that he is, I think, a third owner of, has dipped. They've dipped about 6% since the sex tape surfaced. But you never know. You never know. I mean, there was a lot of backlash when Kim Kardashian's sex tape came out, and then look where she is today. Meantime, you didn't see Bridgerton, did you?
That
sort
yet,
of fluffy.
No.
I actually was disappointed in it. But anyway, not disappointing is the breakout male lead. She's basically the latest Hollywood hunk to be floated for the B word. Regis Jean Page is his name. He says he's flattered to be included among the list of possible new James Bonds, but says, you know, pretty cliche when a handsome British actor comes out of nowhere to quickly become a household name. Well, as you always say, Frank, cliches are often the truth. In fact, oddsmakers saw him shoot up to the number one slot, overtaking long-running favorites Tom Hardy and James Norton. Who's James Norton? I don't know. Oh, well, anyway. And for some sick and twisted, insanely mental reason, Henry Cavill is trailing behind the others. I don't know how that could possibly be, along with Idris Elba from one of the greatest shows ever, The Wire, and Outlander's dreamy Jamie, Sam Heughan, and also Game of Thrones star Richard Madden. But anyway, the decision is coming soon. I cannot understand why Henry Cavill will not be James Bond. The upcoming Bond film, No Time to Die, is set for release this fall, and current Bond, Daniel Craig, says that's it.
Well, and so you're firmly in the Henry Cavill camp.
Oh, firmly. Like, I should, yes, I should say so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, I am firmly in the Joe Nolan camp, and while he may not be playing James Bond anytime soon, he does have a license to thrill when it comes to traffic reporting. Isn't that right, Joe Nolan?
Well, we're going to start in Montague, southbound Route 206 Clove Road. All lanes are shut down there. That because of an accident involving a tractor trailer. If you're coming westbound on the Grand Central now, slow traffic coming through the Kew Gardens interchange. And then again, right around LaGuardia, inbound LI at Lakeville Road. And not too bad, just a little bit of a brake check. And then at Queens Boulevard, starting to slow as it normally does. Same thing inbound on the Gowanus BQE coming away from the Prospect all the way on up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Mass Transit, everybody pretty much on or close to schedule, watching maybe a little blip on New Jersey Transit, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. This support a service of Indeed.com. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes and Indeed's database to deliver people with resumes that fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. It's going to be a beautiful day today, up to 67 degrees with lots of sun. It doesn't look like there's going to be a cloud in the sky. Wonderful day to go up and have a cocktail or go run in the park. Tonight, going to be 46 degrees, and that is going to lead to some cooler temperatures tomorrow, where we're going to have about 59 as the high and partly sunny skies. So the clouds will be there. The sun will be there. Hopefully it'll be decent. You know, hopefully we'll have it warm up a bit. I've kind of noticed that they say, okay, it'll be 60 and partly sunny. And then all of a sudden it seems like it's 72 and very sunny. Hopefully that happens. By Saturday though, we're going to have cloudy skies with a high of 52 and some light winds. And on Sunday, the rain comes in. We should have thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Those are possible with a high of 64 degrees. By Sunday, 52 degrees with some showers and scattered thunderstorms, Frank.
All right. Well, I've got a weather report of my own that I'm going to bring to your attention. But this one comes from Mars. I'll tell you about it, and it may surprise you. A ton of other news coming your way nationally and locally. Meantime, more sports, business, traffic, and even more weather.
And even a royal alert.
I'm excited.
We can actually do that now. We've got a minute, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we royal alert it? Where's our royal alert sound? Oh, yes! It's a royal treat if you can make it over to London anytime in the near future. Buckingham Palace visitors can picnic in its gardens for the first time this summer after the traditional opening of staterooms was canceled for obvious reason. The landscape dates back to the 1820s during the George IV transformation, and visitors will be able to explore a route through the garden that takes in its 156-meter-long herbaceous border. Sounds amazing.
Wow.
Well, I'm looking here forward to.
Where did you go? I thought we were going to a break.
Well, I was waiting for the Royal Report to the music to end.
I was waiting for you to just jump in.
The Royals. well, you know, it's our first formal Royal Report with sound, so
okay.
Folks have to bear with
it. But the music does have to continue throughout the whole thing.
I say, well, no, I wouldn't have it any other way.
And I'll wrap it. You know, next time I'll wrap it. I'll say, and that was your Royal Alert.
All right, here's Fox News with everything you need to know.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Good to see you guys. Deb is following the breaking news at the news desk, as you just heard. We've got the boys at the controls. Sid is in with sports in just a couple minutes at 5:15. Here's what everybody's talking about today. More details on the investigation into embattled Congressman Matt Gaetz. A rising star busted for masterminding a Ponzi scheme. This is a guy out of Hollywood. And Italy finally crumbles to the calls of Cruz critics everywhere.
Well, and we've got a lot more, including sports with Sid Rosenberg and a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show coming up at 6:30. And I have a weather report for you from the red planet. That's right, Mars, coming up in just a bit.
Have you been there recently?
No, but I have it on very good authority that the weather is pretty interesting there.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. You do have contacts in every single outlet and agency and organization in the world, basically.
Well, if only that were true. But at 6:07, I do have contacts with the traffic community, and that's where Joe Nolan comes in. Joe, how are the roads looking this morning?
Coming inbound on the LIE Lakeville Road, a lot of slow traffic. Then inbound on the Gowanus BQE, same thing coming away from the Prospect on up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Again, slow go. Southbound drive, slow from the RFK Triborough down into the 70s. And then also the Transit Authority now. Delays on the 1 and the 4 trains and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations are going to be in effect. Up in Montague, New Jersey, Route 206, all lanes are closed at Clove Road. Tractor trailer and a fuel spill. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joe. From the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, going to be a gorgeous day today. 67 with lots of sun. Absolutely beautiful day. Tonight, we're going to have a few passing clouds. It's going to get down to about 46, and that's going to sort of set us up for a cooler day tomorrow. 59 degrees Friday, mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies in the afternoon. And Saturday, it's going to be mediocre. It's going to be just clouds all day with a high of 62. We'll have some light winds. And then on Sunday, we're really in for it. It's going to be rainy. Thunderstorms are possible, mainly in the afternoon. We're only going to get up to about 64. And on Monday, the showers will continue, probably a few thunderstorms here and there, but high will get up to about 62. So we're going to have rain at the end of the weekend into the work week, Frank.
All right. Well, speaking of weather, NASA is unveiling its first weather report from Mars. The space agency released temperature data this week from equipment that traveled with the Perseverance rover and landed on the red planet back in February. NASA says it recorded a temperature of just below -4 degrees on the surface, which then dropped to -14 within half an hour. Weather reports will continue to roll in over the next year. That includes temperature cycles, heat fluxes, and dust cycles.
Well, he is facing charges of sex trafficking a 17-year-old girl, among other accusations. But the DOJ investigation into GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz is not scaring off the Women for America First organization. And this is a pro-Trump group. It's a women's group, obviously. They've chosen Gaetz as the headliner for their big event this weekend at Trump Doral in Miami, the resort there. Other speakers at the Save America event include QAnon backers Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jack Posobiec. Meantime, after days of speculation, former President Trump has finally spoken out about the embattled congressman. How many times am I going to say embattled today? Embattled congressman. Trump on Wednesday issued his first statement saying Gaetz never asked him for a pardon, despite what was previously reported. And he also said it must be remembered that Gaetz has totally denied the accusations against him. Also, some breaking news this morning. The New York Times reporting the Florida Republican had allegedly gone to the president, CBS reporting that the Florida Republican had allegedly gone down to the Bahamas with a marijuana entrepreneur who hired escorts to join them. And that apparently is what the investigators are looking into, or at least that's one of the facets. Wow. And Gates, of course, has denied all the accusations.
A Texas runner is going from one of the happiest places on earth to another by foot. WESH-TV reporting that 59-year-old Don Muchow ran from Disneyland in California to Disney World in Florida to bring awareness to type 1 diabetes. The distance of the run was 2,761 miles long, and Muchow is reportedly the first person in history to run from one park to another. While he was originally looking to complete the run in 90 days, Muchow did it in a span of 14 months as a safety precaution to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, so basically he just is a runner and he just did a couple, you know, it took him a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, over
still
a year.
Neat.
It's just, no. It's great, though. I mean, obviously, we're talking about it, and that's exactly what he wanted. Speaking of doing things that are incredible, the son of disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong, allegedly also disgraced, Luke Armstrong is his name. He's 21 years old. He was busted for sexually assaulting a drunk 16-year-old at his dad's house party. Now, this allegedly happened back in 2018. So the two were two, I guess, Armstrong was 2 years older than the girl at the time. The younger Armstrong's attorney says the two had been in a consensual relationship and is denying all the allegations.
Well, Governor Phil Murphy is laying out a best and worst case scenario under COVID modeling as New Jersey is near the top in terms of new cases. Murphy says under the most likely scenario, cases will peak in mid-May and then trail off throughout the summer. He notes a worst case scenario would see a peak in mid-May followed by another spike in June and then a slower decline. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows 44% of all new infections at this point came from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida.
Yikes. Well, let's get out to Hollywood. A handsome rising Hollywood actor busted for masterminding a nearly billion-dollar Ponzi scheme. It sounds like a great movie, and I'm sure the real-life victims wish it was. Zach Avery, whose real name is Zach Horowitz, was arrested on Tuesday. He is accused of bilking investors out of more than $690 million by claiming he had movie deals with his contacts. You know, he's an actor. And he said, I have deals with major outlets like HBO and Netflix. And he showed them all this paperwork and documentation. It was all fraudulent. The SEC says there were no such relationships. The paperwork was a fake. Instead, they say he used the dough to fund a lavish lifestyle, shocker, including a multi-million dollar home, $100,000 trips to Vegas, and other luxuries. He was released on bond and faces up to 20 years in the slammer.
Juliette, I know you're a fashionista, slave to fashion, and always very fashionable. Do you wear fur?
No.
No. Well, then you will not be upset at this decision by Saks Fifth Avenue, because they've announced that they'll soon stop selling fur jackets in all of their stores.
Wow.
The high-end retailer says it will close its 27 fur salons and fur departments by next January. They'll also stop selling any apparel that contains mink, fox, chinchilla, sable, coyote, and beaver by 2023. The luxury department store chain says it's making the move in response to societal shifts and customer preferences. Nordstrom, Macy's, and Bloomingdale's began stripping their stores of fur over the past year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the right thing to do. I will say, though, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, left me her fur coat. And, you know, it was passed down to my mom. My mom gave it to me. But I've never worn it. I think I wore it out once, and I was really uncomfortable with the whole concept of wearing a fur coat. That said, this was from many years ago, many, many decades ago, when the culture and the mentality was a lot different than it is now. And if anybody threw paint at me, I would attack them.
I don't doubt it.
But I'm not going to be wearing it anytime soon.
All right. Well, anything interesting you want to comment on?
Besides the fur?
Yeah, well, I mean...
I want to comment on Sid's... what happened yesterday? What was the reaction by all of Sid's listeners? I mean, is this... Are we just going to bury the fact that he's become a Hollywood superstar?
Oh, God, no.
huge story.
He's got to take Zach Avery's spot.
I mean, that's right. Exactly. Zach Avery. That's quite a story, too. No, I received beautiful messages all day long. Folks, happy I was back here, but they continue to talk about the Gravesend stuff. Lots of questions. When's it coming out? Will you be filming in Brooklyn? I have no answers for any of that.
But. Yeah, what role did you get, Julie? Remember, I told you yesterday, Deb and I were talking about the role that we think I should create.
Yeah.
For Gravesend, where I'm a murderess and I attack you with a stiletto.
Right, and you kill me.
Yeah, I kill you with a stiletto.
Right, and then I went home with that, and Danielle said, I'm going to do that in real life.
So. I was like, listen up, John, honey. Hide my stilettos.
No, that's a great idea. I'm going to actually go it over to William DeMayo and suggest that. I like that idea.
Okay.
Make it happen.
All right. Well, Sid, anything happening sports-wise we need to be aware of?
There is a lousy day for the local baseball teams yesterday, Frank and Juliet. Starting, Frank, with our New York Mets, who lost, lost the opening series of the year. They lose 2 out of 3 to the Phillies. They took it on the chin yesterday, 8-2 the Phillies clobbered the Mets. Not a good day for Mets starter David Peterson. He goes 4, give up 6 earned runs along the way. Here's Mets skipper Luis Rojas on the Mets starter's performance.
We saw the first inning, some pitches left out of the plate, and I think he gave hitters a chance to homers.
The Mets again lose 8-2. They are home today, the home opener against Derek Jeter's Miami Marlins. The Marlins have started the season at 1-5. The Yanks lose 2 extras, 4-3 to Baltimore. Another bad error for Gleyber Torres at shortstop. And the Yankee bullpen loses this one. Yanks find themselves now at 3-3. But the former Pittsburgh Pirate made his debut as a starter for the Yankees. Here's Aaron Boone on his performance.
Performance for us. You know, obviously the 2 home runs, the solo shots. But, you know, almost get through 5 there. Wasn't going to go over 75 with him tonight. Really, I thought, threw the ball really well.
Jameson Taillon, Yanks enjoy an off day today. They go to Tampa Bay, take on the 2-4 Rays starting tomorrow. Basketball last night, the Brooklyn Nets now 20 games over 500. They were 36-16. They clobbered the Pelicans 139-118, 24 for Kyrie Irving, 22 for LaMarcus Aldridge. But the story was Kevin Durant made his return last night and put in 17 points in just 18 minutes off the bench. Here's Durant talking about his performance.
Got right into the action. I mean, the game was already fast-paced already, so from watching it from the bench, I knew exactly how I needed to approach it. So, but it was pretty cool coming off the bench, I can't lie. But it was also good to play in front of the fans as well.
Tough loss for the Knickerbockers. They lose 101-99 to Boston, find themselves now 2 games under 500 at 25-27 for the first time in quite some time. Hockey tonight, Islanders back on home ice hosting the Flyers. Rangers back at the Garden hosting the Penguins. And yes, in about 2 hours, folks, teeing off. No Major League Baseball All-Star game in Georgia, but there is the Masters. Hudson Swafford, the American, set to tee off at 8 o'clock this morning as the Masters gets underway in Augusta.
6:17, let's check in with Joe Nolan, get a look at traffic and transit on the 7s.
Well, starting to pick up some volume now as you come inbound at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnel, George Washington Bridge, but still really hardly any delay at the toll, but still a lot more cars as you begin to come northbound on the Garden State Parkway. Again, delays beginning to build a little bit, but nothing really overly terrible as you start to head up towards the area of 145, 280, 80, 287, all that in New Jersey doing well. We still have that problem outbound at George getting to the northbound Palisades Parkway, that left lane road work, and alternate side is in effect delays on the number 1 and the number 4 line. This support of service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joe. Frank has business coming up in just a second, but from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, today is going to be a beautiful day, 67 degrees and lots of sun. It'll cool off tonight. We're going to get down to the mid-40s, and that'll lead into a cooler day tomorrow, a high of only about 59 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, but it sounds like we're going to have some cloudy skies in the afternoon, unfortunately. Friday evening's going to be 50, and as we get into Saturday, the clouds will continue to build up. We're going to have just about 62 as the high, And then Sunday, prepare for thunderstorms. Lots of rain and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. We'll see those thunderstorms with a high of about 64. The rain continues Sunday night. Excuse me. The rain continues into Sunday and into Monday. And it's just going to be kind of a wet, soppy end of the weekend into the early work week, Frank.
All right. Well, at 6:20, here's what's happening in the world of business. Stock market relatively flat yesterday. The S&P 500 gaining 6 points, the Dow Jones up 16, and the NASDAQ losing 10 points. Retail giant Target plans to spend more than $2 billion hiring black-owned businesses by 2025. The company said they hope to add products from 500 or more black-owned brands to their shelves, as well as hire companies to identify and support promising minority entrepreneurs. A survey released yesterday by Piper Sandler says Generation Z, which includes teens to those in their early 20s, care more about social justice than earlier generations. Other retailers, including Nike, Walmart, and Ultra Beauty, have launched programs to include more products from black-owned businesses. How's that for interesting, Juliet?
I find that quite interesting. Mm. And I also find Sydney Hollywood Rosenberg extremely interesting.
Oh, God,
and he joins us once again to tell us what's happening on the show. Is Michael Rappaport really coming on?
No, I can get him on anytime I want. Obviously, Michael and I are very, very close, but him and Bernie aren't exactly going to enjoy a nice drink anytime soon. So, Michael.
Now, is that because of they're just ideologically very different,
yes,
or because they're mean to each other?
No, they barely spoke. I think they had one conversation. But you know what it is? I have friends that are on the other side of the aisle. And I don't mind doing that. That's fine. We never talk politics, Michael and I. So I'm a little hesitant when guys come on the show because inevitably, even though Bernie's a pretty rational guy, mild-mannered guy, it does tend to get ugly every now and then. I don't want to do that. So Mike is a big story, obviously. Kevin Durant, Barstool, Dave Portnoy, sex tape.
Yeah.
But I'm just not going to put Michael through that. So when Bernie goes on vacation or one of those types of things, we'll put him on. Otherwise, I just don't do those types of things.
I get it. Well, then who is on the show today?
Yeah. Well, we do have a big show today. The state budget, of course, came out. It's a mess. Over $200 billion in taxpayers not going to be happy. The fear is that more New Yorkers are going to run out of here. So we'll talk to the man that heads the GOP in New York State, a guy that is a very, very good friend of Frank Morano, and that is Nick Langworthy.
I mean, I've known Nick a long time. I wouldn't call him a very good friend.
Right.
I mean,
right. Stretch there.
We don't hang out.
You don't hang out, no.
I know him, and I like him.
Right.
I got nothing against him.
Well, how about a guy that barely knows Frank Morano? Nick Langworthy will be here at 7:40 today. It is Thursday. That means it's a Bill O'Reilly Thursday. He'll be here at 8:40, guys. And then one of the real heroes of the Miracle Mets, 1969, as the Mets get set to host the Marlins in their home opener today, Ron Swoboda, with that famous catch against the Orioles
cool.
in 1969. He'll be on at 9:25 today.
That is awesome.
Isn't that great?
Is he in studio?
I think he is.
Oh, yeah. I may stick around too.
Really?
See Ron Swoboda.
Oh, well, that's very nice. So you would you'd stay around for him, but you wouldn't stay around to have breakfast yesterday.
Well, I have to, with you and Lauren, who I talk to every day.
What?
I mean, I don't get to talk to Ron Swoboda every day.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, is that, see where your loyalty lies. First of all, Sid, he complains when he finds out that I'm going to breakfast with Lauren, who asked me to go to breakfast. She wanted to talk about some things.
Right.
And then he brings it up on the air and complains about it. And I say, oh, no, why don't you join us? Oh, no. And then he complains about it not being a real invitation. I mean, it's
first of all, it was not a real invitation.
He gets jealous.
Drama.
Second of all, I didn't want to wait around 2.5 hours after our show ended just to talk to and see Lauren, who I talk to and see all the time. Now,
right.
But it wasn't about that. It was about just hanging out with us.
Lauren.
Talking. Socializing.
Who you talk to and after a couple of vodkas scream at.
Yeah.
Unceremoniously.
That's true.
In front of everybody at dinner.
Sid,
that's really why she wanted to talk to me.
That story is completely inaccurate.
Oh,
I did not drink vodka.
No.
I drank bourbon. I drank Sambuca. I drank Bombay Sapphire Gin.
Oh, my God.
And I drank a little bit of limoncello.
Okay,
there was
Sid,
no vodka consumed.
This is why I don't hang out with my colleagues, my younger colleagues, because of that. Because of the Drambuie or whatever, the Sambuca, the this, the that. The,
Julia,
I mean, it's like.
You just reprimand me for not hanging out with you?
In the morning, we weren't boozing it up with Sambuca in the morning. Not this time, at least.
Well, must be lonely in that ivory tower, Juliet. Must be lonely.
Listen, I had my day.
9 a.m.
All right.
All right. Stay tuned to the Bernie and Sid show coming up at 6:30. You will get to hear Nick Langworthy, one of my best friends in the world, and Bill O'Reilly. Before we get out of here, there's a couple of other items in the news that people may find of interest. At least three firefighters are hurt after a blaze ripped through an apartment complex in Mercer County, New Jersey. Officials say the fire broke out around 3:15 yesterday afternoon at the Princeton Junction Avalon apartment complex in West Windsor. The fire left significant damage in building eight, impacting two dozen apartments. It's not clear what caused the fire.
You know, I told you yesterday how residents of Venice won a big victory, Venice, Italy, because they'd been being very active and protesting for years over getting the Italian lawmakers to ban big cruise ships from coming in and out of the island. And I have to say, as somebody who was on one of those many years ago, it was the most jaw-dropping, incredible sight I've ever seen coming into Venice. I mean, it was just beautiful. But that's not going to happen anymore. I had actually quite a few people message me saying, oh no, are you kidding me? We can't take a cruise into Venice. Not the big ships. But the other thing is that now the locals, they're still not happy. They're saying the government didn't go far enough because they moved the port in Venice. So that's now like obsolete. That's not going to happen for the big ships. They moved it over to another area. So now they're being redirected to this Marghera, which, they say is too close to Venice. So now they're trying to push for a port that's really far away, like out in the middle of the ocean, I think, which is obviously going to make it more difficult to visit Venice. And I would just suggest getting a riverboat cruise into Venice. It's just as beautiful.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the way to go for ease of simplicity. All right, that is about all the time we have for this morning. Stay tuned for the Bernie and Sid show. Juliet and I will be back tomorrow. I may be sticking around to say hello to New York Mets hero Ron Swoboda.
Traitor.
Hopefully he will bring us some luck in the series against the Marlins that was all too lacking in the series against the Phillies.
Well, I did have a nice time at breakfast with Lauren.
Did
it
you?
It was quite nice, yes.
Well, that's
we went
nice.
To a very nice little place right around the corner.
Yeah. Well,
you were not discussed.
At all?
Nope.
I find that even more insulting than not being invited.
Nope. I'm sorry. Who? Frank, who? Anyway, so tomorrow we're going to have a great day. We have a big Friday show for you. Actually, we don't.
We have Steve Kastenbaum.
We do have Steve Kastenbaum. Yes, that is very true. And he actually did a very cool podcast. He has a great podcast. So we're going to talk about that. He went into the sex worker business. Not he didn't go into the
must
business, but he's covering
extra
the business.
Money.
Things are rough these days.
Exactly.
So he'll be joining us, and you know him and his voice. He's been a local reporter for a long, long time. And we've got our big meeting tomorrow with the Muckety Mucks, Frank.
All right. Well, that's it for us today. The Bernie and Sid Show is next. But first, here is traffic with Joe Nolan. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.